Report. And this was the word of the day. Here again on Saturday, and may all of you have a very happy day.
The word of the day.
What
should you keep in your mind?
You see?
Thank you, Radio Urban FM. Thank you for joining us here on Rural Radio. On this evening, just the 26th of May, and just the important and effective part of the Spanish Folio rule is to the 1-age 30 counties in 2026.
However, the number of people who have studied and affected the United States service in the United States has been reported
and according to the United States, the number of people who have been affected in the United States
in light of the attempt for the United States to explore the Cuba Gulf in Cuba, Summit of the Americas, CARICOM, the Caribbean community, calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of local countries of the Philippines. This information came through a communique initiated by the CARICOM Secretary Admiral of Yemen on the occasion of the meeting of the Council of Foreign and Human Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blessing of Cuba, the conclave commended the preparations for the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM in a high-level meeting on December 8th. The commemoration highlights and strengthens relations to become enabled to permit provide scholarships for students and friends, doctors and nurses. Apart from examining the UN other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid the arrangements to the ninth summit of the Americas scheduled for Los Angeles next June. The convening tour will run part of the European Corporation in charge of State Department officials involved the White House to review the reduction of civil Latin America foreign leaders and announcing the explosion in the Los Angeles response to Washington's plan was provided by the Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who said that he did not attend the summit for the institution, although the president was fully neutral with the delegation. Other presidents of the region, and even the president of Argentina,
in our apartment, but they never got a hashtag SOS USA.
Did you ever
people in Cuba over something dictatorship that you jail people for no reason.
Now, if you're looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason, look no further than the United States.
It comes from the world's largest prison population.
This number representing less than 5% of the world population, the U.S. is nearly 25% of the world's prison population.
And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States
the real criminals, the ones who crash the whole financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers and literally die on the job,
they don't do anything.
They get richer. Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters. But the cops in this country spent the last year beating peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. 67% of declared bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical care. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. government is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression.
They economically strangle and attack Cuba because they socialism will allow to succeed.
People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism. The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and attack socialism because it distracts from the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing.
Over on the right hand side toward the top, if you're on a computer, you'll see it. It's from a speaker which can be read. Listen to us live. A speaker which can be read. Sometimes I'm told now that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be
of countries in the region that the summit should be included.
It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has been taking place and will be diminished from the countries of the region in the way in which the United States has been acting.
What can I really think? The courage and dignified position of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the summit of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not attend the summit of America, and that as always, what has happened in the past, we are certain, we are convinced that a Cuban voice will be heard in the summit of the America.
You are listening to an expert talk speech of the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, Pavel Bertrand Zarathy, who will listen to me. To participate in maintaining the process, he refers to the rights and obligations of the domestic agenda. The president announced in the results of the U.S. government to exclude several countries in the region, including ours, from the 9th Congress of America, and made clear the our position on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lopez will find the question.
The United States has imposed an economic and financial blockade on Cuba, which remains as a fundamental obstacle for the country's development. Although the trade sanctions performed and export announcements in 2000 authorized certain commercial, agricultural, and food to Cuba, that law also prohibited the U.S. government to hold and private financing to Cuba. The legislation established currency in cash and advance, that is, before the product portion to Cuba. They account for a fraction of 1% of U.S. agricultural exports in recent years. It is a one-way trade because by law, the bureau of Cuban exports and restrictions on financing are maintained. There is no possibility of credit to the island, and Cuba faces enormous obstacles. It is forced to go to third market, sometimes different, and it has to deal with an increase in cost that each region is different. A lack of affordable trade would benefit the Cuban people, but also large numbers of U.S. firms. They could expand markedly if key elements of the trade were removed. It was located only 90 miles from Cuban port, and therefore the potential for U.S. agricultural growth is a huge issue. Today's restrictions on sales of agricultural products to Cuba are contrary to international trade law, and they damage the possibilities of development and well-being of Cuban citizens.
In the Cuban Embassy, when we all have been to Cuba, but when we see it on the moon, the moon is not a good thing. The information is a good thing. The information is a good thing. The information is a good thing.
Today we're going to discuss the fight against racism and white supremacy in the United States. I wanted to listen to them start some link on the content of this program discussing. Whether it be the recent black murder of Louis Blackford in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, by a white supremacist, or the continued killing of African Americans and people of color by law enforcement in the United States, the country's structures, systems, institutions, and culture perpetuate a self-sustaining system of violence, which feeds above all on the poor, marginalized, people of color, basically those who aren't rich, white, or dynamic at all. It's the same system of violence, dehumanization, and inaction that leads to much improvement for. It's the same system that allows law enforcement to carry out a no-knock raid, killing a young black woman, Breonna Taylor, in the process and face no repercussions for it. The same system that sees black folks and other people of color with a disproportionate jail sentences when compared to their white counterparts. It's also the same system that saw Patrick Layona, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, murdered by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police force. This is not